From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tiffany Greenwald-Simon reports for HudsonValley360.com that the Hudson Common Council voted unanimously February 24th for a resolution opposing the use of 11 Warren Street for county offices. Columbia County bought 11 Warren Street from the Galvin Foundation for $3.5 million last year and plans to use the property for offices for the County Board of Elections and to store equipment. Many on the Common Council and in the community oppose such a use of space on Hudson's main retail strip. The building is within the city's downtown revitalization district, which includes mixed-use commercial and residential development. Hudson Common Council President Tom DiPietro said, and I quote, "We were really concerned with getting the resolution out quickly while the supervisors might still listen to us," end quote. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Morrell said, and I quote, "Our plan right from the start was to purchase the building for office space and storage," end quote. And about Hudson's resolution, he said, and I quote, "It doesn't impact what we plan to do with the building," end quote. Editor's note, DiPietro is a volunteer programmer on WGXC. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Luke Posner and Kate Lisa report for New York State of Politics that on February 22nd, New York Republicans picked former NYPD detective and business owner Mike Sapracone as their preferred candidate to run against incumbent Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. About 85% of delegates supported Sapracone at the state Republican convention in Binghamton. Gillibrand is running her fourth campaign for her third full six-year term. Republican businessperson and chair of the George Pataki Foundation, Josh Eisen, and Kara Kostranova, a Trump supporter and conservative journalist, did not get the 25% of weighted vote to trigger their names appearing on a primary ballot, but both could still petition to be on the ballot in June. Sapracone said, and I quote, "What's important for us to do now is to keep this party strong and united. Whatever it takes to unite, if we're going to come together and defeat Gillibrand, we have to come together," end quote. All three Republican Senate candidates are staunch supporters of former President Donald Trump, who currently is facing a variety of civil and criminal court cases. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. WNYT reports that the Albany County Democratic Committee decided February 21st not to endorse anyone for district attorney this year. Incumbent David Soares was expecting the endorsement weeks ago, but has been embroiled in controversy recently. At least five others are vying for the spot, including three who were interviewed by the committee: defense attorney Lee Kindlin, assemblyperson Phil Steck, and Soares' predecessor, Paul Klein. Rick Hontanen, former U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of New York, and State Police Division Counsel John Chiker are also running for district attorney. Soares has been criticized for giving himself a $22,000 increase in pay from grant money that was meant to hire and retain staff. Soares later agreed to give the money back. And you can read more about this story at the WNYT website. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.